Every night just fooling around with her fears, and in the morning she mourns her declining mind, drowning a bottle of beer. It's too dangerous, just think about what she might have been if she'd have sung for salvation, if she'd have danced on her dreams. But there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow, 'cause tonight she's gonna blow it all away. Lord, she feels so twisted, she ain't never gonna fix it. She's just waiting for the light to shine brand new day. And he don't know if he's a communist, a hedonist, or a whore. He spends too much time riding on the white line to find the door. And if he did, waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day. I'll let that light shine. But I need some company. You got that mystery. Oh, I need a plan. All I got is this compromise and a bag full of alibis. It's as empty as a bottle of whiskey in my shaking hand. That's right. But there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow. 'Cause tonight I'm gonna blow it all away. Oh, I feel so twisted. I ain't never gonna fix it. Well, I'm just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day. Yeah, one more time for the people. It's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow. That's right, that's right. 'Cause tonight we're gonna blow it all away. Oh, we feel so twisted. We ain't never gonna fix it. We're just waiting for the light to shine.
All right, we're back on the Curated Catastrophe. Woohoo! Being brought to you this week by the letter E. Thank you, ES Beats, for letting us swipe your theme.
Indeed.
What did we listen to in that set? That last song was Peace in the Valley by Eddie Spaghetti from his first solo record, The Sauce, which is mostly songs about drinking and drugs. That is actually a cover of an Alabama 3 song, which is about drinking and drugs.
Oh, that's why I recognize it.
I was wondering if I probably haven't played that album since you got kind of into Alabama 3. It's on their first record.
Yeah.
Exile on Cold Harbor Lane.
Fantastic record.
But yeah, I mean, I had the Eddie Spaghetti version before I owned Alabama 3.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And his first solo album is classic. It introduced me to a lot of country artists that I probably wouldn't have explored otherwise, like Waylon Jennings and Kris Kristofferson. So there's just some great covers on that.
Yeah, I really like that record, that solo Eddie Spaghetti record.
That was, you know.
The Sauce, is it called?
The Sauce. Yeah. And that's a cover of Alabama 3, who are notorious drug hoovers. And at the time, Eddie Spaghetti was also a notorious drug hoover, but he's sobered up. Alabama 3, I think not so much.
Some of them have died, and I don't know what's
still
happening.
They're still playing live.
I know, but a few key people have died from that band.
They're one of those bands like The Cult, where I have two latter-day albums that I've never even broke the plastic on, because their original albums are so classic, and then there's just a drop-off in quality. And so when I had a job, I was like, oh, I should buy this. Maybe they've got some late-period greatness, but I've just never bothered to actually listen to it, because we have thousands and thousands of records, and I've never gotten around to it. Maybe this week. Peace in the Valley by Eddie Spaghetti. Middle song of the set was Keep on Truckin' by Eddie Kendricks from the Stax, one of the Stax compilations. Before that was some Dead Air because of reasons. kick things off with Don't Kill the Vibe by Ecstatic Vision, who are a heavy psych band from Philadelphia.
Right on.
So, I wanted to get one play. Since we've been playing like a lot of dream pop and low tempo things, I wanted to pick it up a little bit with some heavy psych. So that was Ecstatic Vision. And with that, I don't remember what I was going to do next.
I think you were going to play some music by artists.
With artists that start with E. Well, wait, let's do this first.
Oh, box of the Wellingtons.
It's time for Bullshit Maldoror Watch this week.
Put it on the plate, son. You'll enjoy it more.
And just do eyes.
Now we do Harriet.
It's shite being Scottish!
And after the thanking, the oral sex.
I want a job, I want a job, I want a good job, I want a job, I want a job that pays.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
I too hate Illinois Nazis and all other Nazis, including those that are currently in power.
Yeah, no kidding.
In the American government. Fuck Stephen Miller right in the ear. And also that fucking clown, Greg Bobino, the fucking Nazi cosplayer. God damn it, I wasn't going down this road.
It's hard not to. I understand.
Yeah, it's a frustrating world right now. And you got to wonder when the right time to get out is. I saw someone say something that I thought was rang with me, which was nobody thought their grandparents left Germany too soon. Anyway, this is Bullshit Maldoror Watch this week. So I'm getting over the cold that everybody has that lasts forever. I've still got a little cough, and it's freaking irritating. But I watched a bunch of movies this week. I don't remember when. What's the date today? 25th?
20th.
We started things off with Last Man Standing, which is an American remake of Yojimbo, the Kurosawa film, which stars Bruce Willis. In the sort of, you know, same sort of thing where Drifter comes to town and there's two warring gangs and he pits them against each other and makes a lot of money and makes them look like idiots. It's pretty good. For some reason, it's a gangster movie set in a, like, western border town. But, like, it's a 30s gangster movie with Tommy guns and stuff. But it's very well made. It was Walter Hill. Kind of slow and not real.
When was it made?
I'm going to go 90s, before Bruce Willis. Well, Bruce Willis can still remember his lines.
Yeah.
What else did I watch this week? I should probably just give you the highlights. Something called Black Warrant, which I barely remember. But it was a canon film. I watched The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and Fistful of Dollars. Fistful of Dollars is an unauthorized remake of Yojimbo, which got Sergio Leone sued by Akira Kurosawa. Akira Kurosawa in that settlement made more money than he ever made from Yojimbo. And I watched Good, Bad, the Ugly because it just happened to be on, and it's one of the greatest films of all time. And if you turn on TV and it happens to be on at the beginning, you watch The Good,
you
the Bad.
You watch the whole thing.
Yeah. I watched Electric Boogaloo, the Wild Untold... Electric Boogaloo, the Wild Untold Story of Canon Films. If you, like me, have an interest in complete garbage 80s action films...
Nazis.
Oops, hey, loop that. Like, that star Chuck Norris and A Force of One and Jean-Claude Van Damme and Bloodsport and stuff like that. If you watch all that crap, or you did in the 80s when your friends worked at movie theaters and you went to see everything, like I did, a lot of those movies were made by Canon Golan Globus, and it's actually a really good documentary. It's got tons of movie clips, but it's also got all kinds of people. Golan Globus did a great, well, not a great thing, but an interesting thing where they'd sell a movie based on the poster to foreign markets, and then they'd take the money and make the movie, and sometimes write the script. Like they didn't, they had, you know, just like a really cool looking poster, but they didn't really know what the movie was about. But they'd sell it to foreign markets, and then
hilarious.
Over and over again. And obviously, it wasn't sustainable for the long haul. But it's a really good documentary. Check it out, Electric Boogaloo, the story of Canon Films. Also, obviously, they made Break-In and Break-In 2, Electric Boogaloo, and every now and then they'd have a big hit.
Yeah.
And then like Bloodsport and Break-In, and then they would use that money to make 20 other shitty films for like, you know, $1 million each. So, also watched American Ninja, another Canon film, with Michael Dudikoff, because Jean-Claude Van Damme didn't want to do it. That was the first in the series of American Ninja films, which I watched American Ninja 3 the week before, but I already told you about that. It's not good, by the way.
You will watch movies even if they're not good.
Yeah.
Because you're a completist and want to watch something till it's over.
Yeah, once I start and I know the story, even if I can tell you exactly what's going to happen beat by beat in the story, I still want to know how this particular movie does it. I watched Yojimbo and two near identical remakes because I definitely knew the plot. I just wanted to see how they changed it, how it varied, you know? What else did I watch this week? See, I watched a ton of movies. Did I mention that? excuse me, still got that cough. So gradually, though, as my cold went away, I started to watch things that required a little bit more intelligence, like Greenland. Greenland 2 is in theaters now, starring, what's his name, Gerard Butler, and the lovely Morena Baccarin.
What's Greenland about?
Greenland is about a comet hitting the Earth, and you would think it's a B-movie concept, like Deep Impact, or, right. You know, and you need to call Bruce Willis to go blow up the comet. This is actually, it's a really well-done, like, what-if-this-really-happened kind of movie, and it's kind of more about the, I mean, it's still got big disaster sequences and shit, but it's also kind of about, like, the human element of, you know, your neighbors get selected to go into the shelter at random because they have skills, and you don't, and like, can you know, people, their neighbors, like, try and get them to take their kids with them and stuff. So it's like, it's really good, and it's really suspenseful. And I'm surprised I've told you a Gerard Butler movie is really good, but I really enjoyed it.
It happens occasionally.
I was on pins and needles the entire time, and of course it ends with comet hitting the Earth and everything getting wiped out. So I mean, that's cool. I'm looking forward to Greenland 2 whenever it comes to a streaming service. I'm not going to spend.
What could possibly happen in Greenland 2 if the entire planet was wiped out?
I think the where they got to in Greenland, the underground bunkers, I think they flood or something, and so they have to escape, and there's like some other crater or somewhere else, and this is them trying to get across the wasteland to I think that's what it's about. I'm not 100% sure, and I haven't seen it, and I'm not going to pay $15 to see it all the way down in Daly City, and the Draft House isn't showing it, so I will wait for streaming on that one.
Yeah, that seems like a wait for streaming.
Yeah.
Thursday afternoon, nothing going on.
Yeah, Tuesdays are a good day to go to the movies, by the way, because most theaters in America are doing cheaper tickets on Tuesday. Although I'm going to the movies tomorrow to see The Killer, or no, Hard Boiled, the John Woo movie. It's playing at the Draft House at 3:30. So if you want to go see that, it's playing in the big room at the Draft House.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Such a great movie.
I'm going with Bustos.
Fantastic.
Ed Bustos.
That scene with in the restaurant where they have the birds in the cages. Oh my god.
John Woo was definitely a fantastic director. Bit of a visionary. And then finally we watched Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Oh, that was really good.
The remake from 2012 with Gary Oldman. And it's strange. It sort of exists in its own universe. In that it's really slow, and it's just a bunch of people talking and then walking around into different buildings and then talking some more. But it, you know, it's a very complicated spy thriller, but you have to pay attention. It's very much not a movie for kids. It's not a superhero movie. It's a movie with nuance and subtlety, and Gary Oldman. They don't really make them like that anymore. A whole lot of Gary Oldman looking pensive and staring into the middle distance
and figuring things out.
Yeah.
You can tell he is just by the way he's looking.
Right. So, anyway, that I wouldn't say that was necessary. I honestly enjoyed Greenland more because it was more exciting, but it is good, and it's, you know, set in the early 70s, and the production values are great. It's just, it's weird. It's some movies you just watch, like shit, the Brazilian movie that's out right now, the Secret Agent. They just sort of exist in their own world, their own pacing, their own reality, and I think Tinker Tailor was like that for me. Anyway, this has been Bullshit Maldor Watching this week.
But Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy made a lot of money theaters,
yeah,
when it came out.
Yeah,
like 2012?
Like, yeah, it was like it made $80 million against a $20 million budget, which does indicate that at least 14 years ago, there was a market for films targeted at adults. But part of that was because it had a built-in audience in the UK, because there was that Alec Guinness Tinker Tailor thing in the 70s.
Well, and also there are the John le Carré lovers of the world.
Right. So, did I mention that this has been Bullshit Maldor Watched on Radio Valencia? So, time to get back to the music after that lengthy-ass break. Continuing with the letter E, this is Editors on Radio Valencia, etc.
Town.
Time for an important correction. I realize I said that Jean-Claude Van Damme was up for the role of American Ninja. That's not true. It was Chuck Norris who was up for the role. But he refused to do it because he would have had to wear a mask, and he didn't want his Chuck Norris face to be covered with a mask. So I apologize for lying to you on the Curated Catastrophe, but I wanted to correct it for the record. But now we continue with the show on RadioValencia.fm.
The words that start with E. The letter E makes two sounds. E, 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 and E, E, E. I love E, E, elephants. They wash themselves with their trunks. I love E, E, eagles. They fly super high. I love to E, E, explore and discover new things.
Begin to
Radio Valencia with the Curated Catastrophe. That was another set with bands that begin with E. We kick things off with the Editors, their track Blood. Are the Editors still going? I have no idea. I think the cool looking dude who played bass bailed, and then they haven't really continued. But I don't know.
Where are they from?
Editors? Somewhere in America. I don't know. England, New York. I do know this. They're in that documentary.
Strokes and whatnot.
Meet Me in the Bathroom, yeah. Which is also not a great documentary.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
Yeah, super boring. Especially if you weren't part of that scene. Like, that was a documentary that should have been an hour long because they just padded it out with all these, like, terrible performances of people playing in their basements.
Very insular.
Like, you know, okay, it's kind of cool that footage exists of like, Editors or LCD Sound System playing in a basement, but it's kind of before they found their sound, and the sound is terrible, and it's all distorted. It's like, oh, let's stay on this for 5 minutes. If they'd cut all that shit out, that would have been an hour-long documentary, tops. Anyway, it was nowhere near as good as Electric Boogaloo, the story of Canon Films. And we're back to Bullshit Malware Watched, although that was a couple weeks ago. Let's see, that was Blood by the Editors. I Love the Letter E from Sesame Street. Ganja Smuggling by Ika Mouse.
Nice.
In there was the world's longest Bullshit Malware Watched segment, with a correction, because it's important that you know that I confused Chuck Norris and Jean-Claude Van Damme. And we ended things out with a confusingly named Egyptian hip-hop and a track called Psy, spelled S-Y-H. Egyptian hip-hop is neither Egyptian nor hip-hop, so it
just
seems...
a name somebody thought up when they were stoned.
Yeah, but I don't know how you describe that. It's just pop music from England, you know, where the pop charts are. This is the Curated Catastrophe coming to you every Sunday, as we do... We have openings on in our time, in our air schedule. Wednesdays are, if you have availability on Wednesday, that's our most open day. Sunday's actually fully full from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. But if you want to be at 10 p.m. this evening, that's open. Anyway, shoot us an email at shows@radiovalencia.fm if you would like to have a show. Sorry, I'm still getting over this thing. Oh, but I do want to announce that on February 28th, Radio Valencia is doing a co-present with, well, I don't know who it's we're co-presenting with, but it is a the history of punk rock at the Mabuhay Gardens.
Oh, it's very exciting.
Over on Broadway. And there's going to be a panel discussion in the afternoon, Radio Valencia DJs, and then things move upstairs from the Mabuhay to the On Broadway, where we're going to have Flipper and not the Avengers, but a couple other good bands.
Of the era.
Yeah, so you want to check that out, as I say, February 28th from 3 to 11:30. It's an all-day celebration of the 50 years of punk and SF.
It's awesome that they're doing that at the Mabuhay Gardens.
Yeah, that's at 443 Broadway in San Francisco's North Beach, which used to be the, you know,
epicenter of punk rock in San Francisco.
Well, also sleazy strip clubs and the Barbary Coast. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now it's pretty cleaned up. And I guess there's still strip clubs over there.
There are still strip clubs.
I don't know. I haven't walked down that block in forever, so I don't know what's still there.
I think the Garden of Eden is still there.
Yeah. And Condor's a sports club now, isn't it?
Yeah, Condor is a sports bar. They had to stop the stripping because they lost their liquor license for a while, and then they got a liquor license, but it couldn't be stripping.
But I think the Hustler Club is gone.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, I mean, I've been to Vesuvio, and it was kind of a big glaring thing across the street, and I don't remember seeing it lately. And then there used to be that one over in the corner down by the beer house on Broadway, the next block over from Columbus.
Yeah.
Whatever, I think that one's gone because they didn't have any walk-by business. Who knows? I'm not a strip club connoisseur, believe it or not.
And also, the generations have changed, you know, like...
Well, kids don't go out anymore in general. They definitely don't go out to throw $20. Well, they do. All drinks are $20 now, I guess, but they don't go to place strip club prices for booze because they don't buy booze at dive bars anymore. I don't understand the kids today, but, you know.
Kids these days.
Listen to their internet radio. This show has been brought to you by the letter E. It's still being brought to you by the letter E.
Or the number E,
and we don't get to play, I don't get to play this band on the air as often as one would like, but they certainly fit the theme today. This is Einstürzende Neubauten, and I think that's my best pronounced German word, except maybe strudel. Einstürzende Neubauten with Fuerio from the Haus der Luge record on Radio Valencia. FM.
Unbekannte Täter haben heute früh den Vorstandssprecher der Deutschen Bank, Alfred Herrhaus, ermordet. Er ist mit einem dunkelblauen Anorak, einer dunkelblauen Mütze und einer dunklen Jogginghose bekleidet gewesen.
Es gilt, unserer Polizei zu helfen.
Wir sind selbst die Verbrecher.
Mit der Struck und Körperwärme wird aus einer Konfusion eine Kernfusion. Mit des Kopf und Körperwärme wird aus unserer Konfusion eine Kernfusion.
Gangster haben jedes Gefühl in Würde.
like the sound. How does it make? How does it make you feel? Does anybody feel the same way? Does anybody feel my misery? Burning a hole inside where any face you want, doesn't it break?
Here on RadioValencia.fm. I can't hear myself again. Let me try.
You have a beautiful voice.
Let me try one of these things.
I can't hear my voice.
It's that one.
At all.
Oh, well, whatever. You sound fine.
You can hear me?
You sound great. I can hear you. All right. Anyway, we're here with a special in-studio guest and good friend of the show. Do you have a, I don't remember. Do you have a DJ?
No, Felipe Ramirez.
DJ Felipe.
Yep. I'm not a DJ, but I'm here with a public service announcement.
Oh, whoa.
And a life hack.
Okay.
Breaking news.
All right.
Mission Bar, the local dive down the street.
That we love.
Mm-hmm. Has a monthly fundraiser. This month, we're supporting St. Anthony's.
Yay!
Yeah, we're featuring special drinks where proceeds benefit St. Anthony's Foundation right down there in the loins, servicing our Latino population, giving them food and medical care and clothing and case management.
And veterans and everybody else who needs it.
Yeah, everybody.
I'll be there on Thursday, coincidentally enough.
Oh, what are you going to be doing there?
Serving lunch.
You're such a good guy, Steve.
Virtue signaling. Thank you.
Yeah, they have recovery programs and all kinds of good stuff there. So we have three drinks. One is called the Daily Bread. It's a beer and shot combo for $10.
What is the beer and shot?
The beer is Tecate and the shot is bourbon. Whatever the rotating house bourbon is. So it's a surprise.
Last time I was there, they were out of bourbon, so the shot was Jameson.
Hey there, if you're lucky,
yeah.
Come on in. Yeah, the world's falling apart.
No so, shit.
You know, it's all, if you want to make a difference, go to the dive bar and order a drink.
Drink.
Change the world.
Drink for charity.
Yeah, every sip makes a difference. So that's a solid drink. There's another drink called the Citrus Saint, which is citrus vodka with some soda water and a little splash of cranberry. And then we got the Night Watch, which is an espresso martini with a little splash of Bailey's. It's delicious. Those last two drinks are $12, and then the beer shot combo is $10. And again, the proceeds go to shelter services and employment pathways and medical services, and you just can't go wrong. So do some charity work and go to the bar.
And if you don't know the Mission Bar, it's the one with the sign that says Bar on Mission Street.
Yeah, no frills.
At 23rd.
Thank you. Come on in. We have one more week left for St. Anthony's charity. And again, just order a drink and you could change the world.
Yay.
I also have a life hack.
Okay, wait. I have to... Wait, I don't know. This isn't breaking news. This is just a life hack. But I'm turning the background music off so we can put different background music on when we eventually collect these life hacks.
Okay. The life hack today is a gift-giving life hack. I heard from a little bird it's hard to buy presents for men, and it is. But if you know three things about the man in question, you can create a present. One, what's their favorite color? Two, what's their favorite snack? Three, what's their favorite flower? With that information, you can combine all kinds of different things, and you just can't go wrong.
That has been your life hack of the day from DJ Felipe.
Thanks, everybody.
Not quite as good as pretending that you left your wallet next door so you can go next door and buy cheap drinks, but they can't all
get
be.
A home run all the time.
No, but thank you for coming in today, and thank you for supporting the
St. Anthony's Foundation through Mission Bar. And you can follow us on Instagram at Mission Bar SF. Mission Bar SF.
And are you responsible for that content?
I am. I'm the social media mechanic.
Well, I follow you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, follow us. It's fun.
Fantastic. Okay, so...
Thank you, Steve.
This show has been brought to you by the letter E, so we're continuing with bands that start with E. So here's a song about impotence on Radio Valencia.